Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is Force Center, a show about Star Wars, pop culture, and the ultimate adventure, life itself. This particular episode is Subjective Wars. We decide between two things, which is gonna win. What are the metrics? How do we decide? We don't know. We will figure it out. All we know is that it's two things that we like, so this is torturous. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
I'm Kat Navsok, ready to fight it out with people I love.
And I'm Jennifer Landa. I'm here to make peace.
With lovely curtains. And we have two wonderful guests, as you can see from Star Wars Explained. It's Alex and Molly Damon. Hello.
Hello. I'm here to ruin friendships.
And you're doing the internet right, sir.
Yeah, we're going to walk away from this not friends anymore.
Someone's getting kicked off Star Wars Island, yeah.
I'm going to somehow make new friends. I don't
know. There you go.
I'm sure it's already happening in the YouTube comments that you are making new friends. Molly's already correct. Well, our horrible decision for this particular episode is two ships in Star Wars that people hate, kind of like the Millennium Falcon versus the Ghost. We like to start out with just taking the temperature. So, Molly, I would like to start with you. Before we've even discussed at all, are you going into this with a bias that you have an answer that you've already decided?
Not really, because a lot of times when I'm doing one thing versus the other, I have a lot of stipulations and variables that I have to think about. So This one's tough for me. I don't have a clear winner just yet.
Ooh, okay. So Molly's in play. Her vote is up for grabs. Alex, how about you?
I think I'm leaning one way, but I also have the same idea in my head. It really depends on the metric that we decide over time to go with. But I do think I know where I'm going to wind up.
Oh, okay. You're a poker player. You're letting us know that you have a preference, but not what it is.
Should I say it? Okay.
It's totally up to you if you want to show your
cards. I'm leaning Millennium Falcon.
Oh,
there are a lot of good arguments for the ghost.
Yeah. All right. First blood is drawn. The ghost is already bleeding. Jennifer, do you have a bias going in?
100%. But I can be swayed. I want to know everyone's picks first. I thought that there were going to be a lot of ghost picks. Maybe not, because I'm leaning towards the Falcon, of course.
All right, Ken, are you also going to wound the ghost right off the bat?
I know where I'm starting with this, but I don't know where I'm going to end up. And that's a testament to both ships, but it's a testament to new Star Wars really grabbing onto my heart early on. Even if I want to have an OT bias, being that's what I grew up with, and me being a Han guy, it's hard to just completely say Falcon. That's where I'll start with.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I go into all these ones that we set up that, you know, we're picking topics and we're just trying to find, like, what are two things that people really love or that are hard to choose between? And some of them just end up being generational. And it's not like the OT generation owns the Falcon. The Falcon is an icon of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But I am super neurotic and have anxiety about my own bias of, like, I don't want to just be like, I grew up with the Falcon, so of course it's the best. It's always the best. Mm-hmm. And the ghost is absolutely amazing. And there are some metrics by which I would absolutely choose the ghost. So I am going in torn right away. So, Molly, you mentioned stipulations. What does your mind go to first when trying to make this decision? What are you thinking about?
For me, when I think about the Falcon, if I'm going to choose the Falcon, I'm thinking of choosing Lando's Falcon. Back when it was like a little more sleek, a little more fly, you know, he had the wet bar in there. It's just a little bit classier, a little cleaner, a little more.
You just made this hell for me. You made this hell for me. Yeah. Because what I was thinking about, I was only, this is my bias, I was picturing Han's Falcon, and I was thinking about the speed, the cool factor. And then it was like, I don't want to live in a dorm room. The ghost is a nice family home. And I was thinking about how nice it was. Like, that's what the ghost really has going for it for me. But you've taken it away, Molly, because I would happily live in Lando's classy bachelor pad, his swinging, you know, 60s London conversation pit starship.
Especially if it comes with the closet. And all the
kids.
Come on.
It's got a closet and a bar and it goes fast. Come on. Alex, how are you affected by the livability of these ships?
Well, yeah, it seems like now we're starting to move towards a which ship do you actually want to own and live in? And I would lean more towards the ghost because it has separate rooms for each individual person. You can have your whole found family on it. It's also far more reliable. How many times does the ghost break down in Star Wars Rebels versus the Falcon constantly breaking down? Now, yeah, Lando's is a different story. But Han's Falcon is just falling apart. It always needs repairs. I'm not a handy person. I would much rather just have, I guess the ghost is like a Honda Civic. That's just like an old reliable car that is going to last for a long time. It's also got the Phantom, which is great. So livability, I think I go for the ghost.
That's true. Technically, that's two ships.
Yeah.
If you're picking the ghost.
although Lando's Falcon kind of has two. It's got the escape pod.
Yeah, the escape pod.
Well,
isn't the ghost a lot bigger than the Falcon, too?
It is bigger, right? Yeah.
So it's more like a minivan. It's got your whole family in it.
Right. It's van life. Hashtag van life.
The ghost has like multiple levels to it, which is nice. I think you can spread out a little if you needed personal space.
I'm looking at some specs, but yeah.
It's the inside actually works logistically with the exterior as well. whereas the Falcon is a TARDIS that does not possibly work with the inside and outside dimensions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they,
that would
they
make just, sense. So yeah, if you're living on the Falcon, you might just get lost turning corners because like you wandered through an extra dimension.
Yeah, yeah.
You might slowly lose your mind of like a total Lovecraftian non-Euclidean angle thing. It's like, wait, I'm somehow inside this, but it doesn't work. Ken, you're looking up stats. I know you're thinking about livability. What do you got?
Yeah, yeah. What I love about the show is we really truly just dive in, and even if we don't know, or even if we know the topics, the goal's not to do a lot of pre-research, so I am looking up the sizes, but livability, yeah, look, the Ghost does win a lot. Alex, I agree with you on the space. I wouldn't bring anyone with me. I just have a gym, a studio, video game room. I'd have it all for myself. I
might be a sad mansion of the Ghost.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But Han's Falcon, or the Falcon that, you know, kind of sticks around, that period of Lando's Falcon is great, and I love it. I consider that like one of those urban mixed-use apartments that's like above a mall where it's just – it's the rent on that's got to be too much, and I don't know if I feel comfortable in it. I need maybe a dirty towel just left on a couch. You know, I need a board game halfway played. I think even livability, I might want to go to the Falcon unless I want to grow and expand as a person. And a man and change, I'd maybe then have to go to the Ghost. I've become a better version of myself.
Yeah. Would you feel more comfortable if Zeb had control of the Ghost for like a week and just made it filthy?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I'd like that. Yeah.
Jennifer, where do you weigh in on the livability idea?
100% the Ghost. That's why I can be swayed, because it just seems homey, right? It's cozy, it's practical, it's reliable. These are things that I need right now. But I love vintage things. And I like old things. I live in a 100-year-old house. So I'm drawn to the Falcon. That's why initially I wanted to go with the Falcon. But if I look at the inside, I'm like, this isn't cozy. I could cozy it up, right? Maybe that's what I do, is I renovate it a little bit. Or Lando's. Lando's is pretty sweet.
But I really like the picture of you inheriting Han's filthy-ass Falcon and just going in there with like 800 throw pillows and just a throw pillow for every Han stain.
Some candles, really, you know, some nice rugs. We could really make it nice.
What you're talking about is the great unknown of what I would say is now Rey's Falcon, where we're going to see what she does with the place. You know, that's an unknown quantity as we look towards a Rey Jedi Order movie. Is she going to have the Falcon, and is it going to have her own posters up, her own board games there? Is Chewie still around, or is he finally going home to his family? All those kind of questions. Jen, I think you're already looking to the future.
And the history of the Falcon, right? That can't be overlooked.
Well, I want to talk about that, but I want to go back quickly for something about this livability discussion. And Alex, I believe you made the analogy that the Ghost is just like a much more like, it's a minivan. It's good and solid and reliable. Now, here's a question: is there an actual inherent difference between the Ghost as a sort of minivan, and whereas the Falcon's a little bit more of a big hot rod, or is that entirely down to the maintenance? Could the Falcon be just as cool, just as fast, and actually be well taken care of? Because here's where I'm coming at. I feel like if Han and Hera were having this fight, Han would be like, the Falcon's better because it's stripped down, everything's exposed, blah, 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 blah. And Hera would be like, my ship is just as fast, and I clean and do basic maintenance. You are claiming it's a hot rod because you're just a man of chaos and garbage. Mm. How do we feel about that? Is there an inherent difference, or is it just Hera and Han take care of their ships differently?
I think it's that. I think that Han spends so much time making adjustments and modifications. Like, it can look like that on the outside, and that makes complete sense, but it doesn't have to look like that on the inside too. I think he could have like a Han Falcon on the outside and a Lando Falcon on the inside if he cared to. But he just doesn't.
That's what I'm going to tell my doctor when go for my next physical. Like, I don't care what I look like on the outside, but I need to be Lando on the inside. Make sure that's taken care of.
To be fair, Lando's version of the Falcon, I love. but I don't know if I could do the proper upkeep to keep it looking that way.
It's a lot of white.
It is. And it's almost too clean. And so for the ghost, I like that it is more lived in. You've got all of Sabine's art kind of like displayed on the walls. And I also feel like the Falcon, didn't Han put like a little kitchen in the Falcon just for Leia? And she kind of laughed and was like, I'm not cooking. Mm-hmm. But I imagine there's probably a better kitchen area in the ghost. And I like to cook. So that's a plus. Yeah,
they do have that little living room area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they can get there, you sit together and watch holo videos and eat and yell at each other just like a real family.
that's right. They do have that little area. I forgot. Yeah. I was like, you know, we haven't really seen that stuff.
But it is. It's a flying little house. But Jennifer, you were talking about the pure history of the Falcon and being moved by that. So what are your thoughts there?
I just would think of all the adventures that the Falcon has gone on, all the things that it's seen. Making the ship seem like it's a real living being. Because it kind of feels like that. It's its own character. Mm-hmm. And I like that when you go to the vintage shop and you take an antique piece and you're like, what is this antique piece seeing? That's what I see with the Falcon. But we love the crew of the ghost. So I don't know. I'm torn. I can't decide anymore. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole thing if we were going to collect the actual characters too.
Yeah.
And I get the crew of the ghost. It's a real life HasLab. We actually get them. Ken, are you swayed by the pure history of the Falcon, either like Jennifer's saying in galaxy of like it's a storied ship or with your own life relationship with?
Yeah, look, I'll start here. I think the ghost has now got a pretty good bit of history it can draw upon, especially after the Battle of Exegol. But for me, I'm with you, Jen. I live in a 104-year-old house right now. And it's like a heritage site. You know, you got stories, you got scars, you got things, you could charge for tours. There's a lot of things, I think you could do. And I would probably be swayed. Yeah. I'd like the history of the Falcon over the ghost history. Again, I don't want to take anything away from the ghost's, accomplishments as a ship.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe the Falcon's haunted, but the other ship is called the Ghost. So that seems like BS. Molly, how are you affected by this idea of history of, does the Falcon feel more lived in, even though we've seen, you know, the rebels actually live in the ghost?
The history of the two ships doesn't really affect me as much. I feel like we are used to seeing the Falcon, but after we just rewatched Rebels not too long ago, I feel like we see so much of the interior of the ghost that I feel like I did live there while we were watching that show.
Yeah.
So it kind of comes down to what I feel more familiar and like at home with, which you'd think I would feel more familiar with the Falcon because it's been around for a lot longer. But for some reason, I'm leaning towards Ghost.
That's the great power of storytelling because the Falcon, in all the scenes we get, and even in books, kind of hints at the livability. You know, I love the passage where we're learning about kitchens and showers and, you know, things like that. So where Chewie takes a shower in Lando's Falcon and uses all his nice hair products. The storytelling is always kind of hinting at the livability of the Falcon, whereas the ghost is just spending so much time. Alex, how do you feel about the history? Are you moved by the history of the Falcon to go, it's a more storied, historic ship?
What Jennifer made me think of is that I would still want to live in the ghost, but the Falcon would be like an amazing Airbnb because it's like a little studio apartment, really.
Yeah.
That you can just go, you live there for a few days, maybe a week, and you're like, wow, that was awesome. But I can't wait to go back home where there's a little more space. But we got to be on the Falcon for a while. I just think that I would want to be able to spread out a little more. I think Molly and I would need separate rooms on occasion so we didn't drive each other crazy.
It's true.
But I would still want to go visit the Falcon. So like an Airbnb to experience all that history would be like perfect for me.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
The Falcon is the Catalina Island getaway of Star Wars. Love it. Love it. Fair enough.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, let's talk a little bit then about more in-universe of, I think, what you know, Han and Hera they kind of had a little face-off in one of the, I'm forgetting the title of the animated show.
Forces of Destiny.
Forces of Destiny, yeah. But I think where this conversation would be, if other people in the Rebel Alliance were having this conversation, I'm about the actual abilities of the ship. Like, if you were in trouble and you were being rescued, if you were like a Rebel pilot, you were absolutely surrounded, gonna die, and you got a message that one of these ships is coming to your rescue, are you like pumping your fist for one or the other? Or are you like, uh-oh, I'm done?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we've been talking about the fact that the Ghost seems to be maybe a little bit more reliable. The Falcon is known for making these big achievements, but it does break down a lot too.
That's true.
This is true.
That's true. I think that everyone except for Han and Lando treat the Falcon like it's garbage. Everyone looks at it and says, what a piece of junk. This bucket of bolts will never make it past the blockade. Like, only Han and Lando, who truly know how the ship runs and operates, seem to respect it. So I feel like just a random Rebel would be like, don't worry, help us on the way. Oh no, it's the Falcon. Like, I feel like that would be their response. They would still make it out, and then they would have an incredible story to tell because Han did something insane. Whereas the Ghost would show up, Hera would collect them, and they'd get away just fine. Like, I think it comes down to the history, that maybe the Falcon has all this crazy history because it is the way it is. And the Ghost has some good stories, but not quite like Falcon level stories.
Those are wonderful points. I'm laughing because there's something about the hubris of Lando and Han that drives the ship maybe even farther than it should, and if Hera and her team's on board, there's a better track record on paper, I think. But I always think it's hard to measure the heart, right? And the Falcon does, Molly's right. It good chance you get on the ship and then it just and you're stuck there. But I'm going to lean on the heart of the Falcon, which, you know, we could also say has something to do with L3. I'm going to go the heart of the Falcon is going to, in this scenario, I'd rather have the Falcon come get me if I was a Rebel soldier.
Yeah. I think if I was a Rebel, I would be happy to hear that either of them were coming. I would think if Hera's an amazing, but I would, you know what I would say? Great. A Ghost Falcon, that's nice. Who's piloting them?
Right.
A part of the Ghost's success rate is, of course, Hera's great piloting skill, but particularly the Falcon. The Falcon, the ship itself is amazing, but, if it was, I don't want to insult anybody's favorite pilot or anything, but if they're like, the Falcon's coming to rescue, Han's busy, it's Derek Hobbyclivian, I'd be like, oh, I'm done, right? The magic of the Falcon is Han knowing the tricks of the ship and of the train. It's like, all right, if it's Han and the Falcon, then I'm okay. If it's anybody
else, he
knows
where to hit it when it starts to shut down. Like,
You need
to have that knowledge.
Yeah, or Rey, because Rey also seems to have instincts of where to hit the Falcon and what to rip off.
I bypass the compressor.
Yeah, but if it's Han, even if it falls apart. If like a thing fell off the Falcon, if I was being rescued and a part fell off the Falcon, I would have been like, I bet Han Solo did that on purpose. It's a cool trick. Jennifer, would you rather be rescued by the Falcon or the Ghost?
Just in visualizing being in danger. Yeah, I would want Han and Chewie to rescue me on the Falcon. Just because I know that no matter what curveball was thrown at us, that we could make it through. Mm-hmm. They'll always find a way. At least that's how it is in the movies and the stories. Let's hope so in real life.
And this isn't about the Ghost failing. It's just, again, the Falcon, it's been there for us.
Yes.
It's always been there for us.
I think you might be scared to hear that the Falcon was coming to rescue you. You know you're going to make it out, but you're going to be grateful afterwards for the story.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, well, I lost an arm, but great story. Han rescued me, and then a part of the ship fell on me. But anyway, it was great.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Is there any weight for any of you on just the aesthetic? Obviously, going back to the beginning and with the Falcon and whatever age you were when you first encountered it, the Falcon is just cool because it's got this great charm of, it's a weird shape, but it's that underdog ship. Obviously, people love the Ghost. They paid hundreds of dollars for it on the HasLab. It's a family home, all those things. But are you weighed at all by which one is, to you, cooler? Molly?
I mean, like I said, about if we're talking about Lando's Falcon, I think the aesthetic of his version of the Falcon is a little cooler. But again, upkeep wise, if I were living there, it probably wouldn't stay that cool for that long. So cool factor for me, I think now that I'm a little older, I'm more worried about reliability and cool factor. It's starting to feel like Lando's Falcon is more like a hot rod. And then Han's Falcon is like the Volkswagen bus that I had growing up that my dad had jerry rigged together and he was the only one that could start it and drive it. No one else could. Yeah. So
they had a screwdriver for the key, right?
Screwdriver for not. Wow. Oh yeah. The ignition was just a screwdriver.
Did he leave it stuck in or did he stick it in every time?
He left it. No one was going to steal that thing. No one could get it running.
But they look so cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love the way you're analyzing this about, age and perspective and reliability. I don't know why I need to book a physical. So my mind is on body things, but it's just imagining like going into a physical and, asking your doctor, like, does my kidney work? And like, yeah, but does it look cool? And like, what do you care? Does it work is the important thing. in the car comparison. Amazing. Ken, are you affected by the coolness factor?
I am, and I was raised in a Volkswagen van, two of them actually, for a while with my dad. No screwdrivers needed, but that you're making me think about some things, Molly. In fact, that we had no seatbelts in the back was part of the fun. I am. This is where the ghost makes great strides in my mind towards winning this race. I grew up with the Falcon, obviously. Love the Falcon. Love design. It's a once in a lifetime kind of design because it shouldn't work. It's kind of awkward, and that's kind of the appeal of it. It's even in story. You came here in that thing. It's all there. But the ghost, for being – again, this is where it's something new. We first learned about it in 2014, and it felt so familiar. It felt right, and it pulled. It reached back and pulled some of the old Star Wars aesthetic forward in this new era, and it felt comfortable. It felt home despite me never stepping foot in it. So – And it's more balanced looking, right? It's not. It doesn't look like I'm flopping like the Falcon. The Falcon shouldn't work. The Falcon shouldn't work, which is part of the Falcon's appeal overall. I'm affected. If it was just purely on the look, the ghost oddly has a little bit of a leg up for me.
Wow. Yeah. No. I mean, that makes sense because in some ways, just in real world terms, it's got this challenge of kind of evoking the Falcon. While it really is like, what if the Falcon was stable? That does seem to be the design approach to the ghost. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really effective. It's got an iconic silhouette. It's got some of the absolute charm of the lines and the angles in the little bits of the Falcon. It's amazing. Yeah. Alex, how do you feel about cool factor?
I definitely think the Falcon is cooler. I think it has more character. I love all of the exposed elements. Like, I love in Solo watching it go from sleek and beautiful to just pieces of it getting torn off, and then Han never replaced them. I like the way that looks and the lived-in factor. It's a car that I could never handle myself, but I can look at it and be like, that's awesome.
Yeah. This is hilarious to me because we've been changing up our background in the filming room, and we had all these cables that were in the shot and exposed, and it was driving me nuts. And I just spent a bunch of time yesterday taping them down to the side so you couldn't see them, and Alex could care less. So this makes total sense.
Yeah, it makes it look awesome. Looks cool, like the Falcon.
If Han had any sort of YouTube show, it would definitely just be with the laptop open here, looking straight up his nostrils, like no care. No care about the aesthetic there. Jennifer, have you weighed in on the coolness factor?
No, but I always go to what is synonymous with Star Wars. And for me, obviously, the Falcon, I think of. You can see the Falcon anywhere on any piece of art, a shirt, you know it's Star Wars. And obviously, it's not fair because it's been around for a lot longer. Mm-hmm. But that's where my heart goes. It's just because of like, Star Wars. But the Ghost is a nice looking ship. It definitely is more balanced.
We've been talking about the car analogy in your current life. If you had to pick between two cars and you knew one was a more reliable car, but it was ugly as hell, and one was like, it's not quite as reliable, but it's got amazing lines, which would you buy?
My husband really wanted us to get a minivan, and I was like, I'm not getting a minivan. I mean, it's not, I don't have a hot rod or anything, but like, I always want, I want it to be reliable though. It can't break down. What am I going to do? My 4-year-old will be like, let's walk. So I'll have to go with the reliable ship because I'm a mom.
Oh no.
I have to go with the reliable ship.
I rented for my bachelorette party. I rented a minivan, and that thing was pretty cool.
It's got a lot of room, right? It can be a party van. We'll make it a party van.
We turned it into a party
van. We're about to go on a bachelor party for my friend, and one of our buddies rented a man van. And we're like, great, awesome. Like, what's a, doesn't have to look cool.
What's a man van?
It's a minivan with men in it.
Wait a minute. So if he rented a man van, does it come preloaded with men? Or
I hope so.
It only becomes a man van once friends. You all get into it.
Oh my god!
I think it fits like 7 people.
Okay,
but like, this is another conversation. When you think minivan, like I'm thinking the Ford Aerostar. I'm thinking the car I drove as a kid, the Mazda MPV van. Like, is that what you're thinking? Is that a man van, Alex? Is that Ford Aerostar?
I haven't seen a picture of it yet. Okay. I was just told a minivan was rented.
Got it.
They're really nice, and they have so much leg room. It's pretty sweet. Oh, yeah. Swayed again. man van.
On my college ship, a man van. That ain't happening on Aaron's ship. All right, let's. We've been able to look at this from many different angles. Let's get into our final torturous vote. Ken, do you want to go first?
I started one spot. It was a Falcon. I could be pushed to the Ghost, but I haven't heard enough evidence presented to take the Falcon away from my heart. And it's a ship I've always look. I cried when I turned the corner and saw it at Galaxy's Edge. I had so much joy taking that ride and getting to punch it and taking it into the light speed. If they had done, if there was a Ghost ride, a Rebels Run ride or something like that, maybe I'd have a different feeling, but I'm still sticking with the Falcon.
Yeah, that's a good point. When I got to punch it the first time, I had been on that ride like 3 times before I got to be the one who punched it, and punching it. So great. Molly, do you know your decision?
I think so. I think I'm going to go with the Ghost just because it does feel like I like the ability to have more people there. It feels like you could turn that into a party bus, but it could also be cozy, livable. I could cook a nice meal in there. And you're getting 2 ships for one. So
yeah.
I like the little Phantom too.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking a lot about, calling the Ghost a minivan, reasonable, reliable, but it's still cool, right?
Yeah,
it's not like, oh my God, you just settled down with a hatchback. Like, the Ghost is still cool. Jennifer, do you know your vote?
I don't know anymore. Come back to me. No, okay, okay, I'll decide. No, I'll decide. Back. I'll decide. Okay, if this was a true fantasy of what I would, like, Falcon. That's where my heart goes. But looking at all the stats now, what everyone has presented, I'm going with a Ghost. Wow. It's where I would want to live. I know that I would feel more comfortable there. And right now, for me, comfort is key because I'm stressed out. So,
understand.
Yeah.
You got a dining room. You got bunk beds for the kids. Yes. You got a play area.
Yeah.
You got a ship that you and your husband can escape on for a vacation and just leave your kids on the Ghost, right?
Molly mentioned beautiful art. I love it. It just makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. 2 for the Ghost, 1 for the Falcon. Alex, what do you got?
I wasn't really swayed through our discussion. I still, basically everything we talked about was everything that had gone through my head, where I think if I had to choose one to live on, it's the Ghost for all those reasons. But I see that as like my lack of adventurous spirit. And if we were in Star Wars, then I would want the Falcon. The Falcon is the Ken just like reminded me of the first time I was in Galaxy's Edge and we were getting ready to do the ride. Mm-hmm. And there's a great turn when you like turn a corner in a hallway and now you're on the Falcon. And I just wasn't expecting it. And I remember like my jaw dropping.
Yeah.
And yeah. I just think that the Falcon is so much of an icon of Star Wars that I have to go with it.
Yeah. Understandable. And the Ghost, it has risen to an amazing level of love and prominence in the short amount of time it's existed compared to the Falcon, which is a huge tribute to that. I was leaning toward Ghost because of the livability. And sometimes I feel like, okay, I gotta focus. I gotta make some better choices in life. The Ghost has so much to recommend it. But the comparison to real life cars broke me. And the wonderful story of the screwdriver in the ignition. I've had reliable cars. My wife and I have had our Toyota Yaris for over a decade. It's so reliable. It's so good. It's the Ghost. I haven't taken good as care of it. It's a little banged up. Hera would have got that fixed. But Ken and I both had the same first car, which was a Ford Fairmont, which is every car you've ever seen destroyed from a movie or TV show in the 70s, just a big box. If you asked in the 70s or the 80s for a 4-year-old to draw a car, they would draw a Ford Fairmont. It looks like it was invented by a 4-year-old of just like, what is car? That's what the Ford Fairmont was. But it had these taillights that looked like the back of the Falcon's lights.
Yeah.
And it was not reliable at all. But it was so cool. It was so much fun, and it did get me to where I needed to go eventually. And I have to admit that if somebody said, you can have a brand new Toyota Yaris, or we have fixed up your 78 powder blue Ford Fairmont as best we can, I would not pause for a second, and I would take that Ford Fairmont. So for myself, I got to give it to the Falcon.
I think that's a really good way to look at it, of just if someone showed up, if Hera and Han parked their ships outside and they were like, you can have one of these. And I'm like, I know I can't handle the Falcon, but I'll learn. I'll change who I am. I'll figure it out. I'll learn ship maintenance.
There you go. By just a little bit, the Falcon wins because we're willing to change for it. It's not healthy, but it's fun. And that is the nature of the Falcon. Thank you, Alex and Molly, for joining us. We are lucky to be having a recording session here. The episodes will come out over time, but we're going to just keep right on rolling, and we're going to decide some more difficult things in the world of Star Wars and the world of life itself. Ken, do you want to take us home?
I do. Also, the real winner today, Ford Fairmonts, which I've dreamed of driving that car again, and it was horrible, but man, it was memorable. The trunk space alone is worth the price of $50 it costs. We're the Force Center Pod, Force Center Podcast, and we are found on a lot of spots, including Twitter and Threads at Force Center Pod. We're on Facebook at Force Center Podcast. Instagram, subscribe here on YouTube if you're watching, or if you're listening, head over there. But if you're listening, you can find us on a lot of spots where podcasts are found. Just search, you'll find us, tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. We can buy merch, and you can support us directly at patreon.com/ForceCenter. We just released our first episode of 007 Centers, exclusive to Patreon supporters, or it's available for purchase in the Patreon shop. 2.5+ hours of a deep dive discussion on Casino Royale is the first one there. Follow me at Ken Knapsack, or go to my website, kennapsack.com. Joseph, where can they find and follow you, sir?
Yeah, you can find me on all the social media at Joseph Scrimshaw, and you can go to my website, josephscrimshaw.com, to hear about upcoming screenings of films, including The Nightmare Adorable, which Ken is in, which will be having its L.A. premiere on Sunday, February 25th at 2 p.m. Info is on my website.
Now, Jennifer, the Jenny Landa I met in 2014, I don't know if she would have selected the ghost, but where can they find Jennifer Landa now?
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Jennifer Landa, or TikTok at Jennifer Landa 1138.
Alex and Molly, it's always wonderful to have you here. We appreciate you both. I love hanging out on you with you all on Saturday mornings with my coffee, my breakfast burrito, and your Q&A videos while I play some Madden. It's a fun, relaxing time. But tell us where they can find and follow you and any cool things you might want them to know about.
We're on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all those places at Star Wars Explained.
Yeah. All the social medias on Star Wars Explained. You can find me on Twitter at Molly Damon. You can also find me over on another show that I'm on called A Certain Point of View, talking all things pop culture.
And have a not so newlywed contest that I was watching the other night as well. You all had red cheeks and ears from drinking and answering questions, and it was fun. Well, that is it. Thank you, Joseph, for taking us through. You've been watching and listening to Force Center, and we have decided it all right here. The Falcon's the winner on the Subjective Force. See you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.